we see a lot of different scenarios in which houses get flooded. Oftentimes, the problem can be related to how water is draining away from the home. Either the ground around the foundation is maybe sloping towards the foundation instead of away from the foundation, or the gutters and downspouts aren't extended far enough away from the foundation where water is draining right next to the foundation and soaking in the ground and making it into the basement that way. That kind of deals with the rainwater side of it. The other side of it is when people experience backups from the sewer system up into their basement. Most of the time that's related to rainwater issues also with when we get heavy rains, the sewer system is overloaded and the first place it finds relief is in people's basements.
Now, is there anything people can do about that as well? I mean, that part seems to fall more on the city side.
As far as backups into people's basements with, during heavy rainstorms, there is some things that the city can do. There has been a lot of work over the last many years. That was probably the initial reasoning for the beginning of sewer fees in Springfield. Many people were experiencing sewer backups. So, a sewer fee was started to pay for projects to begin to eliminate those problems. And that work is still going on today. People are still experiencing basement backups. Many basement backups have been eliminated from, beginning in the 50s and 60s, the work that was done there to add infrastructure and improve infrastructure throughout the life of the sewer fund.
Why does that happen? What seems to be the main reason for that? Is it just an old system that's just not built to handle the amount of water that's going through it?
There's a bit of that. Most of the system is not designed, was never intended to be able to transport or convey, 50-year storms. It was more designed on a 5 or 10 year storm. That being said, there are places in the city that don't perform at a 5 or 10 year storm either. Irrespective of what level of capacity the sewer system functions at, while it may not be cost effective or practical to build a sewer system that throughout the city that performs at a 100 year level. At some point, you can expect to have a 100-year storm in which the capacity of that system is exceeded, and then you're back to the first point of relief in that system is into people's homes. So even with increased capacity in the system, the best way for residents to protect themselves from capacity issues in the systems is to protect it at their home. It's been around for a long time, but we've just recently upped the limits on the reimbursement that we pay for people to put overhead sewers in their homes so that they can protect their homes from the sewer system, whether that system is designed and functioning at a low storm event capacity or a high storm event capacity.
What exactly is the overhead sewers? How does that work?
That basically... all new homes are required to have this type of system, and that's why we promote this. Is we don't get really a lot of basement backup calls related to rain events from people in newer areas of Springfield that were mandated at the time of construction to have this type of system put in their homes. What an overhead sewer does, you disconnect any plumbing fixtures that are below grade. Any kind of floor drains in your basement or washer and dryer hookups or toilets, laundry, or showers, anything like that, that right now is just gravity draining out to the sanitary sewer system or combined sewer system. So you intercept that gravity drain and you put a pump in, and then those sewage flows are pumped up to somewhere just below the outside surface grade of your residence there, and then it exits back out to the sewer system. So the water level in the sewer system has to build up much higher before it affects your home. If you're experiencing basement backups now with a gravity floor drain, the water level in the sewer system just has to build up to the level of your basement floor before it starts to come in. With an overhead sewer, it would have to build up much higher.
Is there anything else people should know about or maybe think about doing if they haven't here as we head into what typically is a pretty rainy season?
Well, as far as being ready for rains, you know, gutters, making sure they're cleaned out, downspouts are pointed away and extended away from your foundations. If possible, having your yard, making sure your yard is graded to where it drains away from your foundation. I mentioned before, all those things will help water from soaking in and soaking into your foundation. And as far as the sanitary sewer backups, if you have gravity floor drains and experience those kind of issues, I encourage people to look into the overhead sewer program. And the way to do that is to, maybe get with a couple different licensed plumbers, see what ideas they have on how they can install one of these systems in your home.